Amaya Joyner and Enos Piper will tip it off for tonight's game, and the tip will be won by East Carolina. Morgan Mosley will take it right to the basket, off the mark, and a rebound to Temple. Temple in their gray jerseys with Philly across the chest. Pirates in their black jerseys with Pirates across the chest in the gold numerals. Aaliyah Nelson with the ball at the top of the key, passes it off to Gary. Now back to Piper. Over to Nelson on the left wing, 14 on the shot clock. Inside to Piper. She'll drive to the basket. It'll be swatted away. A good block by Maya Joyner. Gets a rebound, and the Pirates are going the other way.
East Carolina opens up in a little bit of a matchup zone there. Temple trying to take advantage of some size.
Danae McNeil will drive right to the basket. She puts up the left-footed shot. It's off the mark, and a foul is going to be called on the floor. And actually, we have a reversal. It's going to be called on East Carolina and an offensive foul. It'll be Temple ball on the baseline.
Yeah, they had a foul on Joyner there. Temple did a good job of blocking out. They were down in the paint. The Temple post player did have very good position there. I know Joyner doesn't like the call, but I think we got the right decision there.
First foul of this game. First for Maya Joyner. As Nelson will bring the ball across the floor for the Temple Owls. Piper with the ball at the top of the key. Back to Nelson being guarded by Micah Dennis. This East Carolina defense has been a huge part of the success this season. Piper will go right to the basket and lay it in with the right hand. And the first points of this game go to the Temple Owls.
Owls very patient in their zone offense there to get into the high post. And she did a good job of facing up and attacking the rim.
Joyner with the ball at the top of the key for the Pirates. Trying to set something up. Finds McNeil right at the top of the key again. Setting the play up for the Pirates. Danae McNeil, what a season she has had for this East Carolina women's basketball program. Tries a dribble, loses her handle. Looked like it was going to be a kickball, and nobody reacted to it. It almost dribbled out of bounds. Temple picked it up and went the other way as they find Piper under the basket. Her shot is off the mark. Tried to lay it in with the right hand. A rebound to Amaya Joyner. And the Pirates will bring the ball up the floor with Micah Dennis. Just underway here in Minji's Coliseum between East Carolina and Temple. 8 minutes on the clock. Temple with a 2-0 lead over the Pirates. Johnson with the ball at the top of the key. Drives, nothing there. Now back to Joyner at the top of the key. Dribbles.
Beautiful.
Finds Mosley under the basket. She puts up the shot with the left hand, and it's good. And the Pirates tie it up at 2.
East Carolina, they established a high-low offense against that man D from Temple. Maya Joyner with a great assist.
Leah Nelson with the ball for Temple. Finds Piper near the half-court line. This East Carolina defense playing a very tough matchup for Temple. Finds Perea near the free throw line. She puts up the shot, and it's nothing but net. 4-2, Temple leads it.
Thus far, the Temple post players are kind of having their way.
Danae McNeil with the ball. Left wing for the Pirates. Temple tries to set the screen, didn't get anything. Now to Amaya Joyner underneath, being guarded by Perea. She puts up the shot with the right hand. It's off the front of the rim, and a rebound to Temple. Nelson will bring the ball up the floor for the Pirates, tightly guarded by Sania Johnson. As she finds Gary on the right wing, puts up a three. It's in and out, a scramble for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be off of Temple, and East Carolina ball right in front of their bench. It's East Carolina defense, Rob, and also the Temple defense being very active early in this game.
Yeah, I agree with you. They're very stingy on both ends of the floor. Both teams doing a good job being patient. You know, the first couple minutes are a filling out process.
Danae McNeil with the ball at the top of the key for the Pirates, trying to get something inside.
Beautiful.
Gets it to Mosley. She hands it right back to McNeil, and she will go right to the basket and puts it off the window with the right hand, all tied at 4.
East Carolina getting really nice shot selection here, high percentage shots.
Nelson with the ball for the Owls, the 5'6 senior from Baltimore, Maryland. As she finds Tariana Gary. She puts up about a 10-footer from the right wing and nails it. Then they lead it 6-4. Micah Dennis will bring the ball into the front court for the Pirates. Finds Amaya Joyner at the top of the key. Now puts it inside to Morgan Mosley right under the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked by Piper. She will take it right down the floor, find Tiara East, and she will try to lay it in with the right hand. It's off the mark. Rebound to Micah Dennis.
East Carolina's trying, obviously, to focus on the post play. They're going a lot of high-low action. I like them pushing the pace a little bit here.
6 minutes to go here in the first period. Temple with a 6-4 lead over East Carolina. Danae McNeil with the ball, puts up a shot right at the free throw line. It's off the front of the rim, and a rebound to Temple. Pirates are getting some good looks, just not getting up really good shots early tonight. Tiara East will take the ball, go right down the floor for the Owls, tries to lay it in with the right hand. It's off the front of the rim, and a rebound to the Pirates. Next whistle will be a media timeout in this one. Joyner with the ball at the top of the key, finds Danae McNeil. Back to Micah Dennis, almost lost her handle. She tries to set something up for the Pirates. Beautiful. She goes right to the basket, now flips it to Amaya Joyner, and she will be fouled going up for the shot. And she will go to line to shoot two for the Pirates.
Pirates operating out of a horn set there. They were very patient with a couple of dribble handoffs on the perimeter. They attacked the rim and had a very nice dish to Amaya Joyner, who got fouled attacking the rim. Now she goes to the charity stripe.
Amaya Joyner this season, a 45% free throw shooter, which is one part of her game that she has struggled a little bit with in her freshman year. First shot is up, and it's nothing but net. Isis Adams getting ready to check in for the Pirates, so she will stay at the scorer's table. Looks like she will be coming in to replace Amaya Joyner. As Joyner gets the ball, her second shot is up and away, and it's good. And Isis Adams will check in for Amaya Joyner. Adams, the 5'11 sophomore out of Cartersville, North Carolina, and Quality Education Academy. She's played in 20 games so far for the Pirates, averaging almost 8 minutes per game. Temple inbounds it. East Carolina almost forced a turnover in the backcourt. Nelson trying to get the ball over half court, and she does, and she throws it right to Danae McNeil. And the Pirates will get a fresh 30 on the shot clock on this possession. Micah Dennis with the ball right at the top of the key, setting up the play for the Pirates. Gets the screen from Morgan Mosley. Nothing there. Keeps driving to the rim, trying to get it back out, and she tries to, and it's going to be taken right away by Gary and going the other way with the Temple Owls. She finds Nelson on the left corner, a three. It's no good. Scramble for the rebound. It's picked up by Danae McNeil. She will take it right down the floor for the Pirates. Almost has her pocket pick. Puts up about a 10-footer, and it's good. And the Pirates are the first lead in this one, 8-6.
I like them, again, up-tempo, creating opportunities. Out of that last free throw, East Carolina, you saw them switch and go to a three-quarter court zone press. Got the turnover, created another opportunity. I like that from the Pirates.
4:26 on the clock in this one in the first period. Perea trying to find someone as she's trapped in the corner, and she will throw it out of bounds, and that will take us to our first media timeout. 4:23 to go in the first quarter. East Carolina with an 8-6 lead over the Temple Owls. This is the ECU Sports Network.